butt sucking.
Nah, nigga.
Legit fat podcast.
Mega doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Gay Hitler.
Welcome back to Planet Retard, also known as Legit Bat, but if this is your first time listening, I'm Joe, Jen is here, hello. Ben made it today. I'd put my cheers button, but that's not an option right now. But if you haven't listened to Planet Retard before, this is not a normal show. It's just a news show where we pick out the dumbest shows or the dumbest articles we can and make fun of them. A lot of times it's retarded people, sometimes it's just funny, but yeah. Oh, I did want to mention, I meant to do it on last night's show, but we got a really nice review from Yolanda. She says, or I'm assuming it's a she. She says, or they, says, first show to have a solid woman. She's good. Thumbs up. That's awesome. I think that's the first Jen-specific review.
That is grossly exaggerated. I appreciate the compliment, but I am not. This is not the first show. I've heard millions of shows. Maybe not millions. Well, that's a gross exaggeration.
It's the first show to have a good woman, obviously.
That is not true.
And she has a way better voice than me or Ben anyway, so listen to her.
It's also our favorite, so you still win.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I also wanted to thank Dan Z on Rockfin. He's tipped the show numerous times. Appreciate it. If you want to support the show, you can watch our stupid heads on Rockfin and tip us and all kinds of fun stuff. Also, I'm going to plug the Telegram again. You don't know how much fun it is being in there with these guys. I mean, just last week we were shit-faced and had a conversation about whether my little saw, which it is a saw, was a hatchet or a saw. Jen said hatchet. I'm like, that is clearly a saw.
It's not a saw though either.
Yes, it is.
Telegram agreed with you.
You saw with it.
Bitch ass saw ever. It's basically a knife. It's a serrated knife at best. I mean, it's like a big bread knife.
It's a fold-out portable fucking saw.
Does anyway. It have a file on the backside?
No.
It's just serrated.
Yeah. I'll show it to you next time you're here. You'll agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might.
Now, these are the important things we talk about in Telegram, so be sure to get over there. The link is in our link tree in the notes. So without further ado.
Oh, and also just really
there's
quick,
more ado. Okay.
No, but in the Telegram or just in general, if you want to come on and help us host a Planet Retard, we have fans do it with us all the time. And tonight we were supposed to have Andrew join us, but he had to reschedule for next Friday. So it's just us. But if you guys want to host this dumb shit with us, hit us up on Telegram or email.
Or if you're not into being recorded, because most people are not, I found out, feel free to just email or DM some stories you think are funny, because or retarded, whatever works. You can contribute. This is a friendly show. All right, so for the first story, let me make sure I got my soundboard up. All right. Oh, I forgot to do this, too. We do this. What?
Your soundboard came up, and the first thing I see is midgets.
Oh, that's
I fucking hate midgets.
Shout out, Ghost. I usually do this on Planet Retard, though, too.
What's up, retarded faggots?
So, yeah, there you go. Now we're official. All right, so first story. Missouri high school teacher is put on leave after school officials discover her page on porn site.
Well, first of all, what were those school officials doing on a porn site in the first place?
Yeah, what was the
come on
the,
now
the district supervisor looking at this shit? He should be looked into. So this is out of St. Clair, Missouri. A Missouri high school teacher says she has been placed on leave after officials discovered she was performing on a pornography website to supplement her salary. Brianna Coppage, 28, who taught English at St. Clair High School, says her teaching days are probably over, but she acknowledged she knew the risks. Coppage told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that she was put on leave on Wednesday after being interviewed by two administrators.
Oh.
Her access to school email and other software were suspended while the district investigates. So this is a quote from her. It was kind of... just about hiccuped or something. Okay. It was kind of always like this cloud hanging over my head, like I never knew when I would be discovered, she said in an interview. Then about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were told that people were finding out about it, so I knew this day was coming. Superintendent Kyle Cruz said in a statement that the district was recently notified, by who, that an employee may have posted inappropriate media on one or more internet sites. Cruz says the district has engaged legal counsel to conduct a comprehensive investigation into this matter. Actions taken as a result of the investigation will be in accordance with board policy and blah, 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 blah.
So you're not allowed to be putting stuff on porn sites if you're a teacher?
I don't know. Was there a specific
clause? Is that in the contract?
Clause?
I mean, yeah.
So Coppedge said she joined the OnlyFans website over the summer to supplement her salary as a second year teacher, which is fair. Teachers don't get paid that much. She taught English to freshmen and sophomores and made about $42,000 last year. She said she's earned an additional $8,000 to $10,000 per month performing on OnlyFans. She said
she's not going to be suffering if she gets fired.
No. And this is the funny thing. Yeah, right here. But Coppedge said her account has gained about 100 new subscribers since word began to surface. She has more than doubled her subscription price and plans to continue posting on the site. So this is where I'm thinking she was like an anonymous tipper on herself so that she could get exposure for her OnlyFans and get way more subscribers. That's just my theory. Or she had somebody do it.
I was going to say, I'm very aware that I'm probably never going to teach again. It's like, well, if you get fired, but you're on a porn site, there's certain outfits that I'm sure you could put on your OnlyFans like you were still teaching and get a shitload of money for what was previously students and faculty.
It was probably one of her students or something that was on there. And was
that
like,
was the first
shit,
thing that popped in my head.
That's Miss Coppedge. But they wouldn't have told anybody.
Oh, I guarantee you it spread around like wildfire through the rest of the fucking, 16-year-old dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, one of them came up to Mr. Cruz and went,
some female junior was like, oh, hell no.
She is stealing my boyfriend. Hell.
So it closes out with her saying, I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo or some people may believe that it is shameful, but I don't think sex work has to be shameful. I do just wish things happened in a different way.
Boner.
All right. Well, hey, good for her. Whatever. She's making money. Next. Florida siblings ages 10 and 11 stopped. Oh, I read that weird. Florida siblings ages 10 and 11 stopped while driving mom's car on freeway 200 miles from home. Those are some gangster ass 10 and 11. So Gainesville, Florida, a 10-year-old Florida boy. Of course, it's Florida, but and his 11-year-old sister.
Soon to be Florida man.
Yeah, he's a Florida man in training. They were running away to California and got 200 miles in their mother's car before they were stopped by sheriff's deputies on an interstate highway. I bet they drew a little bit of attention because they probably couldn't even see over the fucking dash.
Good for that. 200 miles with no training.
Yeah.
Good on them.
They play a lot of GTA, so they knew what they were doing.
Maddie could barely drive like 200 fucking feet when she first started driving. So
slammed on the brakes.
Yeah. Good for them.
So the Alachua County Sheriff's Office says deputies spotted the sedan on Interstate 75 near Gainesville just before 4 a.m. on Thursday. Wow, they were doing it in the middle of the night, too. The children's mother had reported it stolen and her children missing 4 hours earlier. Yeah, so yeah.
That's so funny. She must have been flipping out thinking someone kidnapped her kids and stole her car. And it's just her kids.
It's just your own shaky.
Her kids are like, no, we just wanted to run away. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, shit. The deputies... Wow, can you imagine how much these people must have the kids must have shit their pants. The deputies, thinking they were dealing with car thieves, drew their guns and ordered those inside the car to step out. We're not fucking around, kids. Get out. Mm-mm. Much to their surprise, deputies observed a 10-year-old male driver exit the vehicle along with his 11-year-old sister. The children told deputies the girl had been upset that their mother had taken away her electronic devices for misbehaving, so the boy was driving her to California. The children were interviewed by detectives who said there was no indication they had been mistreated by the mother or anyone else in their home.
Oh my God, I take it back. What a bunch of fucking brats.
Yeah.
Not good for them.
The mother declined to press charges and the children were released to her. The names of the mother and children were released.
Should have pressed charges.
These days.
They got a fucking ass whooping.
I bet the cops were like, we're going to order you to smack their ass
the
as
cops
soon
are
as
like,
we release
can
them
Can we beat
to you?
Their ass ourselves?
I wouldn't be surprised if... I mean, in that situation, it would be hard for me to do this, but depending on how pissed I was, you just tell the cops, you're like, you know what? Instead of letting me see them, why don't you tell them I'm not allowed to see them? They actually have to get booked into the juvenile detention. And then you tell me how many days I can allow them to stay there, and then I'll come pick them up on the last day.
Damn, Ben, that's harsh.
I got to send away for 2 years, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. True.
All right, next. So we got to be on the lookout because there's apparently bears out there stealing our goddamn White Claws.
Oh, shit.
So this was a story from, God, I want to say I saw it a week or two ago, but it says it the same White Claw stealing bear targets another family's fridge. So I think it's an update to the original story. So
a cereal stealing White Claw bear.
And it's three-legged. No wonder he wants to drink White Claw. He's like, fuck, I have three legs. So a three-legged bear that previously made headlines for stealing White Claws from a Florida fridge was caught on camera raiding another home's outdoor refrigerator. The bear, known to locals as Tripod, well done.
Okay.
Gained international fame in early September when it broke into a Lake Mary family's lanai. What? Thought that was a Hawaii thing. And drank three White Claws from
the fridge. Did he shotgun him? I mean, it's not opening though.
Well, yeah, he's got to poke him with his claws. So he's definitely shotgunning him. Tripod put in another on-camera appearance this week at a Heathrow home where home security cameras recorded the Bruin burglar going onto the back porch. The video shows Tripod using its claws to open the outdoor refrigerator behind the back porch bar, but on this latest occasion, it did not appear that the bear helped itself to any adult beverages. All right, so they do have a video to go with this, and I'm going to see if this works. I have to do things. Hang on. We were talking about this before the show. I have, as you know, audio issues. I can't. Oh, fuck.
I wonder if the bear has a flavor preference. Or just picked all the random ones.
Hang on, let me stop share real quick, because I got to click a button.
Oh, I like black cherries.
That is my favorite as well. Yeah. If I was a three-legged bear, that's what I'd be drinking.
So pay no attention to the drop in audio quality for our mics because I have to do this to play the video. So just everybody shut up.
Whatever. All right.
No audio.
Ah, are you fucking shitting me?
Really?
Hang on.
We can hear it.
All right. Well.
Well, if it's going to be in the recording, then fine.
Oh. No, I just figured it out. It's another fucking button. There's All right, let's try this again. Take two, everyone. Thank you.
Computers these days.
We have an update now to a story we've been following all week long. A Florida sheriff has met with FWC to discuss bear encounters.
Yeah, the sheriff in Franklin County, which is up in the panhandle, has suggested that the bear hunt should be brought back to Florida. Well, today, that sheriff and FWC talked about the bear population in general, but not specifically about a hunt. They're trying to figure out what to do about the issues that residents are facing when they have these close encounters with the bears. Meanwhile, we have new video today of another bear encounter in Lake Mary, and there it is again. The three-legged bear went onto another porch in the area around Heathrow. The man who lives in this house sent us this video from his back porch. It shows that bear wandering around. It got a little curious and once again opened up the refrigerator before wandering off. This is at least the third time we've heard of this guy opening up the fridge. In previous instances, he's taken some adult beverages and then went on his way.
Yeah, he's been white
Claw,
really
wine.
Yep. What a guy. All right.
I thought it was going to show a video of the bear drinking the White Claw. That's kind of what I wanted to see, but whatever. He only has one arm. I mean, it's three-legged, but sometimes bears stand up, so I was curious as to what he was missing.
Smokey's drunk.
So he was missing an arm, though. So I don't. Mm-hmm. How did he get that White Claw open? He just bites right into it and shotguns it like the biggest badass ever.
I lost this arm in Nam, and now I just bite my beers.
It's not even a beer. He's like, I'm not even afraid to drink this pussy ass shit. I know I got a dick.
Well, I'm not even
fucking
drunk.
Humans.
Pussies.
Actually, maybe it's a chick bear. Maybe it's a female bear that they call Tripod, ironically.
Maybe it's a gay bear.
Yeah.
You're in White Claws. Hello,
he
Freud.
He is blessed.
All right, next one. Ukrainian strongman pulls cars with his teeth for two world records.
What?
This is a world record news. So yeah, and of course it's some Ukrainian / Russian.
Did he just do this? You'd think they wouldn't have time to do all of this with the war in Ukraine.
I know. I don't even see any bombs in the background or anything. Wow, what a guy. So September 29th, a Ukrainian strongman put his teeth to the test by using his mouth to break two Guinness World Records for pulling cars. Dmitro Zuzfagan, 34, took on the record for most cars pulled with the teeth and managed to haul six cars and drivers, a total weight of 16,763 pounds. Ew. How? Each car was in neutral. I would fucking hope. But he was required to have a driver behind the wheel to ensure the vehicles remained in a straight line. Oh, they were putting their foot on the gas for sure. He then attempted the record for the fastest 30-meter carpool with the teeth and pulled a 2,200-pound taxi cab the required distance in 15 seconds. My hobby is extreme power tricks, and my goal is to be a multiple record holder. He previously set the record for the heaviest train pulled by the neck by hauling a 71,000-pound train in 2022.
That's retarded. What's he going to do with his dick? I want to know that. What's he going to do with his balls?
I just realized I wasn't sharing screen again, but luckily there was no audio. But there is a video of him doing it. But I mean, I think we get the idea from the picture. Yeah.
All right.
People do weird shit to get their name down on shit.
Don't they get money for it? It's like $2,000.
No, they got to pay them to do it, don't they? For the Guinness.
I think they have to pay them, but I thought then they get paid additionally. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I have no Guinness World Records.
No, me either.
I know when David was trying to do his whole my burps are technically a shockwave by decibels. Right. He looked into getting Guinness out there and he's like, Yeah, you gotta pay for them, and if they come out and you fuck it up or you can't, you're just out, whatever. And then if you break a record, they go, congratulations. Your name will be listed under this brand new category of weird shit people do in the next book. He's like, yeah. Okay.
Did you change the audio quality back? Not that it matters since I'm coughing.
Yeah. When you cough directly into the mic, it doesn't really matter what you're using.
Face. Sorry.
All right. And I think this is the last story we have. I only found a few. I was on my lunch break. Okay. Give me a break. All right. This one is hilarious. It's cock news. Ding, ding, ding.
Canis.
So this guy says, quote, wait for Jen to calm down over there.
Something?
Yeah. Please I can do. Totally mute you.
Thank you.
Mute. All right. So this one's, the quote is, or the headline, it says, my penis weighs a kilo and is 18 inches long. It's not done wonders for my sex life.
Canis.
The man originally believed he was blessed with a gift that would see his dream to become a porn star realized, but soon his real nightmare began. A man boasting the world's, I don't know if this is Guinness, but a man boasting the world's longest penis has described how traumatic life has become, including the difficulties he experienced the one and only time he attempted to have sex.
Boner.
Mexican Roberto Escobar Cabrera initially believed he had been given the gift of possessing an unusually long penis. However, it soon became a curse as his life descended into heartbreak. Since being a teenager, Cabrera has endured difficulties with his member. By the way, very underused word for the wang, member. It's great. Which has gone on to weigh a whopping 900 grams and reach 48 centimeters. Is that a felony? That's got to be illegal in some countries or states. In a bid to ease the pain he experiences as a result of his penis, Cabrera often straps it to his leg and is also unable to sleep on his stomach due to his long genitalia. So, you know, when people talk about their big wang and they're like, oh, yeah, I gotta strap it to my leg. This guy actually fucking has to. This is bizarre.
Was it Superbad? Where the guy that plays McLovin, at the very end, they show him with his cup in his jock strap. And the cup has a fucking snout that goes like this all the way down to the floor.
Boner.
So doctors have discussed ways in which Cabrera, nicknamed the Centaur, he should just be called Scotty Horsecock, could transform his life, and even once claimed that his penis was actually 18 centimeters long, with the remainder just foreskin and inflamed skin. Yeah, from rubbing on your ankle all day. Damn, dude. But it is unlikely to help the 56-year-old, who has described himself as disabled as a result of his member. he's actually disabled because he has such a big cock. He probably has me unmute, Jen. She's done doing her thing.
Sorry, I was sneezing a lot. But why didn't he get into porn? Did he try getting into porn?
Know.
Did I miss
it
that?
It says right there, prior to his current predicament, the Centaur held ambitions to become a porn star, but his dreams soon fell apart when he began experiencing urine infections and sexual problems.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I would not know what it's like to have something that big between your legs that it actually causes problems, but I imagine he has like back problems too.
Well, could you imagine a lot of weight? Could you imagine like strapping it to your legs so it doesn't get in your fucking way? And then you're like, I just want to sleep on my stomach once. And then middle of the night, yeah, I got a pee, I got a boner, and it's hitting my fucking pecs. Like that would hurt.
15 inches in the air.
Is there a surgery they could do? I mean, if they can cut a whole dick off, can't they shorten it?
I don't know if you can just like cut a section out and then put the rest back on.
Why? Pretty sure you can. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure it's like Legos.
Okay, and it continues here. According to Marca Cabrera, who is believed to have the longest penis since records began. Damn, good for you. Which I don't know when that was, but he expressed his heartbreak at never having a girlfriend or partner, and not even a kiss has been given to me. Oh, poor guy.
Hold on, what kind of statement is this, though? I like women, but I never had one. Not even when I was a kid. Let alone now with this. You never had one? As a kid?
You never had a woman?
Okay.
And no, it's weird. He hasn't even had a kiss. That's weird because usually it doesn't matter how long your penis is if you're going to get a kiss. Like, I don't, that's not really something I check with before.
I'm saying somebody needs to go and give this guy like a mercy fuck, for Christ's sake.
They can't. It's impossible. I can't. I wouldn't.
It would only be the first couple inches, but I mean,
dude,
that's all
he's going to like be fucking her lungs.
Yeah.
When they say rearranging them guts, he actually would.
Yeah.
Don't even anal, that, dude. God. Fuck something up.
That would be very awkward.
What I'm wondering though is, what's the girth situation? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That too.
Is it like a big garter snake or is it like an anaconda?
Is it like a baby arm or is it like a pencil?
We need pictures of this. That might be the gayest thing I've ever said, but maybe we should have, maybe we should have him on the show.
I want to see pictures.
Listen to this horrible part of it. While he was in prison on allegations linked to robbery of a Florida laundromat, Cabrera said he was sexually abused by the authorities and inmates.
Why didn't he just beat him up with his dick? Seems like a weapon at that point.
All you have to do is turn around. It's smacking you in the face. He's like a baton.
Hold it. It's like a baseball bat at that point.
Hard.
No, I was going to say, that's like that Ron White joke where he's like, I took a Viagra and I walked in with no pants on, and my wife, she looks at me and goes, I'm not in the mood. He's all, I looked down and said, yeah, me neither. He's all, my dick was so hard, I could hunt with it.
Yeah, it would be assault with a deadly weapon if he started doing the helicopter at people. He just clears his
registered.
So this is the end of it. These harrowing experiences are part of the reason Cabrera wanted the world to know about his struggle. Surgeons have since looked to help Cabrera, whose penis shoots past the 35 centimeter length of actor John Falcons, the man who continues to hold the Guinness Book of World Records title for longest penis. Huh. How's he doing? Like, is he slaying the bitches or like get some tips from John Falcon? Among those two, when they say actor, I'm sure it's a porn actor.
Yeah.
This guy's not in Hollywood. Well, I mean, he might be in Hollywood, but he's not doing Inglourious Basterds or something like that. Among those to review the case of Mexico-based specialist Jesus David Salazar Gonzalez, who said, we have already told him, Mr. Roberto, the best thing to do is to have your penis given a normal shape so it doesn't hurt. Have sex, procreate, but he doesn't accept it. He prefers to have a bigger penis because in Latin culture, anyone who has a bigger intimate organ is more macho.
Yeah, but like he could still have the biggest one of all of his friends and not have to tape it to his leg.
You could take
like,
it just down to a balmy 9 inches. Yeah. It'll be fine. Like, what are you worried about? And the other thing I wondered is, does he have to change legs every day? Because, you know, like the weight differential can cause, like actually cause back problems. Like chicks with big tits get back problems, but they don't have the choice of like changing sides. He's got to strap it to a different leg every day.
The sides of his penis have to be like calloused.
You know what he should do? He should start an OnlyFans like that teacher in the UK. I bet he would make shitloads of money. No, for real. Hey, if you're listening, dude, go start an OnlyFans. Do you know how many chicks are just going to want to watch you stroke your 18-inch cock?
He's not listening.
I mean, chicks aren't really into that.
He's got other things he's focused on.
Gay dudes would be super into
that. They're out there. There's something like that out there for those people. I don't have the link.
People that pay to look at feet. then get your 18 out there, buddy.
I would just watch it just to see. I just want to see it. So weird.
He's going like this with his hands clasped.
Now, see, that's what I'm wondering.
Fuckers would watch it too.
Even if it was 18 inches, he might still be doing a finger and a thumb thing.
True.
Depending on how large it is. That's what I said. I want to know the girth situation.
Joe, before you go, I noticed that you had a few from AP News. Did you guys see that yesterday, Gavin Newsom was able to get through the law that starts April 1st next year, that fast food workers, their minimum wage will now be $20.
I did hear that. Ooh. Yeah, which is great because that's higher than starting pay at my job.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's not all jobs. It's not like it's minimum wage for California. It's minimum wage for fast food workers. Everybody else will stay at $15.50.
So here's the thing, though. That's going to come crashing down because McDonald's is not going to do that. Mm-mm. They're going to get robots to do everything, and they're going to have one dude in there taking money. Like, that'll be it. And he'll be making $20 an hour to ring people up. That's fucking it.
If that, they'll probably do ATMs and have one service tech in the back watching monitors for when something breaks.
Yeah, it's going to be a janitor. He's going to be wiping tables for $20 an hour. Oh, it's so stupid.
The cost of living is just going to go up again.
Already automated. Everything's automated anyway. I was just talking to our friends about Walmart, and I just went to Kohl's for the first time in a very long time. And it's all self-check at Kohl's.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yes.
I guess it's been a while since I've been there.
So there are 5 cash registers that there was one person at, and there used to be just 2, but now there are several self-checks at Kohl's, and Walmart remodeled their entire floor. I hadn't gone in there in about a year, and I just went back this summer, and it's all self-checks. There's about 15 self-checks, and I think there's 4 or 5 registers in the middle, but everyone's self-check, unless you're buying alcohol, which you can do literally anywhere else.
Not so California. Don't buy
alcohol at Walmart. I don't. It's annoying.
Yeah, they have like, I think it's 3 full aisles like this of like on each side of Walmart. So regardless of which entrance you go into.
No, everything is self-check. I found that out last weekend. We were having people over, and I'm like, oh, I'll just stop at Walmart real quick, which is the dumbest thing I've ever said. And I go in there and get a few things. Okay, side note, I bought stuff for sandwiches, and it was $80 for sandwich shit.
And also, just to be fair, babe, you never buy alcohol at Walmart. Like, that's just a rule.
I'm never there. I don't know.
I know, but if you know that you can't self-check.
I got in line, and it was a short line. There's one person ahead of me. This bitch cashier took a half hour to check this out, and it's not like they had a lot of shit. She was just standing there joking and laughing with him. I'm like, do you see this line? Like, what the fuck, lady?
That is a perfect
useful.
No, that's exactly what I was gonna say. That is a perfect example of why I actually, specifically at Walmart, endorse the self-checkout. I don't have to talk to anyone in there.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that part of it. And if robots are going to take over, Walmart should be one of the first.
But can you imagine watching? So a lot of those cashiers got reassigned. I think they got to keep their jobs because everyone at Walmart, when you're walking around, there aren't, you know, that you see the people who used to back in the day, they would stock the shelves. They'd be putting stuff on the shelves and repricing things. Nope, that's not what's happening right now. What they're doing is shopping for people who are placing online orders, and they're rolling around these gigantic bins, and then they're just putting stuff in there, scanning it, and that's all of the workers. That's what all of the cashiers, well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them are now doing that. But can you imagine being a cashier at Walmart and watching them remodel the store to make a bunch of self-checks? That's like, you're absolute bitch.
It's so fucking sad too, because like we were talking about, and I bring it up frequently because most other Walmarts in other states are still like this, but only in California do they not sell any guns. All the ammunition is locked up, and things like boxers and pens are now locked up. It's like, so I went to buy boxers there just to get cheap pairs for work, and I had to wait for the only person in the whole Walmart. They told me this one person for the entire floor that had the key to open any of the locked shit. So I had to wait almost a half hour just for her to unlock them. And then she had to take them to the register for me.
Yes, that's what happens. I had to get some flea medicine for Marilyn, for our dog. And they were like, we have to take it to the register for you. I was like, ooh, yeah, go ahead and do that so that I don't walk out with it. Thank you.
It was the same thing. I went to get car stuff, like fix a flat and roadside kits, first aid kit. That's all behind glass. Mm-hmm. That's locked. I'm like, you have a big problem with people stealing fix a flats and first aid kits?
They have a big problem. People stealing everything and they're not allowed to stop them.
Yeah. So.
But look at this kind of degeneration now, because there's another thing that Lene just found out going to Walmart. So apparently, like in the front aisle of the cosmetic section, so you know how they corralled the cosmetic section so that they weren't getting as much theft with their own
closed. Yeah.
With their own register. So if you walk into that section, that first aisle right there, they now openly sell vibrators and dildos. And Lene goes, or at least vibrators. I don't quote me on the dildos part, but at least vibrators. And I was all, dude, it used to be that you had to go to a specialty store where you had to be 18 to walk into them. And they still put them in the back of the store so that it was only the 18-year-olds that like Spencer's. Like if you go into Spencer's, it's all T-shirts and hats in the beginning, but they used to have to be 18. And then you could go to the back where they sold adult toys, but were out of the view of any passersby that would be underage. Nope. Now they have these for sale right in the front aisle of like that cosmetic, like where they keep like the rubbers.
I know exactly where you're talking about. That's crazy.
You know why? Is probably because it doesn't look like a dick per se, and they can call them personal massagers.
Boner.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like if you look up personal massagers on like Amazon, like you can get anything you want on Amazon. They just have to change, you know, the search name. That's it.
Oh, actually, that just, so I deliver all the time at like Rite Aid and Walgreens and shit. And I just, it's really weird. Right by, I usually deliver to the pharmacy. I'm probably delivering COVID vaccines. Sorry, God, anybody else. But I come up and it's like right next to like the lube and the condoms and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed the other day they had personal massagers up there too.
Oh.
And they were just like, they didn't have, I mean, there was like pictures of or like the label on it, but it was just like little like things that do stuff. And I was like, well, it doesn't look like a dick, so I guess they can get away with it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's just wild to me because I'm like, you guys are taking away the ability for us to just get our own shit and then take it to the register, which part of me, it's like a whole revolutionary, like revolution in thought. It's like, you know, what happened to when you would at least give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to pay for their shit? And then I go, except for the fact that we have a lot of shitty people who try to steal and don't want to pay for their shit. So then I kind of understand why everything's locked up. And then I just get depressed because I'm like, fuck.
I guess all the cashiers at Walmart probably got reassigned different jobs as unlockers of things. Like, what else are they going to do?
Personal shoppers.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a big part of it. All right, we're going to close out. Thanks for joining us today for all of our retardation. And don't forget to trust the science.
Yes, science. Yeah.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.